Hello, it's me again with another NSFW Storytime episode. It's been, I think, over a year since the last one. But the reason I want to do another one is because I have some things that are yet untold. And also people have been requesting via private messages. Like, I've seen quite a few people actually requesting another story time or like asking when another one is coming out. So here we are. Also, before I start the story time, some disclaimers or a little foreword. I don't make these kind of audios like to go like, oh, look at me, I have these amazing experiences. Like, I've had pretty bad experiences as well in my life. Not that many, but you know, I kind of want to say that it can be quite easy to think someone's life is perfect, or they have all these cool things that they've been through and everything is so much better than your life or your experiences, but that's not really true. I also don't want to make anyone feel bad, or it's easy to get that feeling of like being left out, especially if you're also queer, when you're hearing about all these fun, exciting experiences that someone as a young person kind of went through, while you haven't really had that sort of things happen to you, or way less, or you just haven't had any experiences at all yet. I just want to say that it's okay. These experiences just happen. There's nothing really you can do to get more of these except for, you know, accepting yourself and surrounding you with people that, you know, that would make these scenarios kind of happen. But it's totally okay if you've never done anything with someone with the gender you're attracted to, or some people just have it later in life. And as long as you really follow your heart, I promise you, you're gonna have beautiful experiences as well and memories. But yeah, I just want to make sure nobody feels bad thinking like I only have these amazing experiences, because like these are really like picked out experiences that I remember super, super fondly. And you know, just please don't feel bad or left out. I just found that really important to say. Also, the reason I'm doing these story times isn't really like to get attention, or it's not like I'm going around and spreading too much information about myself on random social media that nobody like asked for or anything. I don't do this for those kind of reasons. I just kind of find this very in line with my content, and also like creating that safe space for queer people and just sharing my experiences, and it might help people find some recognition in it and feel more less confused about themselves and stuff. It's just I find it like my Patreon page to be a good platform for these kind of things as well. So yeah, that's all. So please just sit back, and I'm gonna just talk about some things. I'm gonna talk about my first time. So as some people know, I think I said it once, or I typed about it once, with the camping audio I did. I did a couple of camping audios, but there was one with a like first time in a tent type of audio that was based kind of on this experience. I really just found the scenario fun to just, you know, put into it like an audio. And some people know that my first time was in a tent because I told it on that audio, I think. But yeah, I had my first time in a tent. Well, I mean, first time with a guy. Yeah, in a tent. Well, yeah, that was also my first time. But I had it in a tent with a good friend of my cousin and of mine as well, kinda. So we were, I don't know, well, in Belgium, like where I live in Belgium. I'm sorry, this is gonna be pretty chaotic. I'm sorry in advance. So in Belgium, you have this period in high school. So I was in the fourth year of high school, I think. Yeah, I was almost 16. And it was like the summer, but you have like finals, like the exams. They happen in June, and you have like a week of exams, and then you get like some days off where they like calculate your points and stuff to get like a little reports, like reports or like a file on you to say if you're going to the next year or not. It's like, you know, they just calculate all the points of the exams together and see if you made it through or not. And like they get like the teachers get a few days for that, and so always so we also get like a break then before the actual break starts. So in those days we don't really have much to do, and it was really really warm, and my cousin suggested going on a little camping trip. My grandpa and grandma, they live a bit more on the countryside in the country, and they have a really really big backyard that's almost like a little park, and it goes far 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 away from the house, and they have like a little mini forest, like a little park thingy and a little pond as well, and then like you have like a more grass field, and then afterwards you also have like another set of trees, and then you have like another pond that's like with trees surrounding it and a little open area. And that's where we decided to camp, because we've been camping there like a lot as kids as well, because just like, you know, a safe cool environment to go camping with my cousins, because I have some like really fun cousins. And but yeah, it was like my one cousin that suggested it, to go camping in grandma and grandpa's backyard. But he also asked if he could invite two friends of his, but I knew them already from like a past party that we've attended, and I was like completely fine with it. But my cousin was feeling a little like very tired from all the exams and stuff, and he, at the end of the day, he actually didn't really want to go, but I said that, I don't know, I really wanted to because it was summer and we had nothing planned, and I found it just annoying if I had to cancel that plan because I was really looking forward to it. So I convinced him, but he was a bit tired, and I think he was a bit sick as well. I don't know what it was, but he was just really annoyed and tired all the time. He was a bit grumpy as well. The two friends didn't end up, there was only like one friend of the two that ended up joining us, so we were with three, and that's the guy I had my first time with. I'm gonna call him Noah, to just give him a name, because like he kind of reminds me of Noah, my character, my OC that I use in some audios, like the shy roommates. He was a bit like that personality. He was very shy, very introverted, but very sweet and really quiet and soft. He had such a soft personality, and you know, that kind of also maybe attracted me to him a bit. I don't know. But so we were out going to camp, and my grandparents have these trays. I don't know what you call it, but it's like a metal, like big bowl in metal that you put wood in, like firewood, to make a little fire. And we put that next to the tent, but like far enough so it was safe and everything. But so we had like a little campfire next to like a big pond, and there was some trees and stuff. Like it was a perfect little camp scene. It was super cute, and we put some lights up and stuff. It was really cool. But yeah, I'm not gonna go over the whole experience as in like the camping itself. So like we had a lot of fun. We played some board games as well, and you know, we ate lots of candy and we drank lots of soda, because that's just what you do. And then we had some marshmallows roast about the campfire and stuff. It was just really fun. I'm just smiling like an idiot right now just thinking about it, because it was super fun. But so at one point my cousin was really getting really tired, and he got also really quiet, like we, like his friend and I, like Noah, like he's not really called Noah, but you know. So Noah and I were just really talking about lots of stuff, like also about video games, like we really liked video games, and we talked about lots of stuff, and it really really clicked, like as a friendship I thought. But at the end of the day, so my cousin got really tired and was really quiet. He didn't say much, and then just decided that he wanted to sleep. So he went to sleep in like the tents. But the thing is, we had multiple tents, but we decided to only use one because, like, I don't know, it's way more fun with three people to be in a tent, you know, like, it's a bit cramped, but it's not nice if someone has to sleep alone or stuff, like, because we were three people. So we all got, like, in this big tent, but, you know, since you already know what's gonna happen in, like, this experience, like, we obviously put up another tent a bit later. So my cousin went to sleep in the big tent, and he was assuming that we're also gonna go in the big tent, but... So, Noah and I got really talking. And you need to understand, just... You know what? Through the power of editing, I'm gonna set the mood a bit, because I just can, and I want to. So here's some campfire background noise with some crickets, some night sounds. So here's the scene set a bit, if you, so like you can know how fucking romantic this actually was. So we were just vibing, both in our very comfy hoodies next to the campfire, and Noah and I started to get into more intimate conversation and really, really asking about love and relationships and just stuff. And then he asked me a bunch of stuff about ever feeling really close to a guy, and I didn't really have had that experiences yet, so I just said, like, I don't really know, because I didn't really... I think there's a point in time where every queer person, like, realizes that they might be a bit different or have a different sexual attraction, but, like, it always happens way later than initially kind of being attracted to something. You can, like, think guys are attractive as a guy for, like, 2 years, and then after 2 years only realizing, like, oh shit, I might actually be attracted to guys. But I had that kind of moment right there, and then, like, he asked me all these things, and I just said, like, yeah, actually, I've had, like, a little crush on some, like, boy from my class, but that went over. But then I just realized, like, yeah, that has happened. And so we got talking about being gay and stuff, and I don't know, I was still very confused, very unexperienced, everything, never had my first kiss even. And then we just got really, really deep into talking about that kind of stuff. And then we both got to talking how, like, we would actually do it with someone if they'd be down, and if we'd like them enough, like, with the guy, like, someone of our own gender. And then we kind of realized, like, yeah, we both feel this way. And then we just kind of got very close, and it happened very organically that we just sat closer to each other. And then he put his hand on my leg, and I liked that a lot. I got super flustered, and that flustered feeling didn't leave for, like, the whole night. It was really cool. It's just like pure butterflies. And then we just realized that something was about to happen, and we talked some more, and we talked some more, and then we kissed. Just, like, it wasn't like a dream kiss. It wasn't like, it didn't happen like, oh, we just moved closer to each other and it just happened magically. It wasn't like a Disney movie or something. But yeah, we just asked each other, like, is it okay if we do this? To just find out, to just explore a bit with each other, see how we feel like. And he was definitely guiding in that situation. He was also a bit older, but I think not even a year. He was, I think, 16 and a half or something, and I was just about to become 16. So, like, the age difference wasn't really, you know, a lot, but he was a bit more direct than me, and I was just a flustered little mess. But yeah, we kissed, and it felt super, super good. It felt like something was missing in me up until that kiss, and I'd never experienced anything like it. Like, it feels so good to kiss someone. Then it's just such a butterfly moment. Oh my god. And yeah, Then we just decided that we'd also go to sleep, but we wanted to be in the same tent. And so we really, really quietly set up another tent. Like, very quietly. Because, like, my cousin was sleeping. And then we got in the tent. And then we talked a bit further, really close, while almost cuddling under, like, one sleeping bag. We zipped open to, like, become a little blanket. And we just kissed a lot. And then we got out of our clothes. And it's really stupid, but at that point, I was so into it and flustered, and like things were happening before I knew it and realized. And then I was like realizing, holy shit, I'm actually getting naked with a boy. And that was so weird. Like a realization of like, what am I doing? But it felt right. And so we started touching each other and doing other stuff just to make each other feel good. And he went down on me a bit, and I remember just being scared of looking down, and he was reassuring, but I was just so in my zone of like, holy fuck, that I just didn't fully enjoy it, kinda. Well, I really did, but I just felt too flustered to react or something, so I was just like sitting there, shaking. It was definitely very consensual, and I wanted it, but I just didn't know what was going on. And I was just blushing like crazy when he was doing that kind of stuff to me. And then he invited me to do it to him as well. And so I went down on him, and also never like had my first kiss or anything. And it was just like from my first kiss with a guy to actually doing stuff with a guy. And I had no idea what I was doing, but it must have felt good because he said he really liked it. But I don't know if it was that good. But I gave him a little blowjob, and he touched me and I touched him. We just continued kissing, and then at one point we just were asking ourselves, like, should we go a bit further or is this gonna be it? But I wanted it, and I don't know what inside of me had the confidence, because goddamn, thinking back on it, it's pretty, it's not really risky, but I should have, like, keep in mind, I wasn't prepared for anything like that at all. Like, that's risky to not, like, be prepared and to dive into stuff like that with another guy. But it worked. It went super smooth. So, yeah, he just started, like, kissing me more down there, my thighs and everything, and then making me a little sloppy down there. And I laid on my stomach, and then he just came and laid on top of me, and then he gently pushed himself against my butt, and I was so shaky. I was so warm underneath him. I remember just the whole night, it was so warm, but it felt so good. Oh my god. So he just pressed himself up against me and then just went inside. And it didn't really hurt. He was very, very gentle and constantly asking me if I was okay and if I really wanted it, because he really wanted to make sure he wasn't doing anything wrong to me or something. But I was just living the dream, you know. I was enjoying every single second of that. And then he started just thrusting gently. And that lasted for about 20 minutes. I just closed my eyes and I enjoyed him. You know, he was good at it. And he was nice. And there was kisses in my neck, my back. And it was just really nice. And then he just came in me. And in hindsight, I just want to clarify, it's never, like, okay to sleep with someone without protection if you don't fully know them and they're not your partner. And even if they are your partner, it's always best to use protection. So, like, I'm not promoting doing it without protection here, because there's still a lot of dangers. But at that moment, we kind of didn't think about it, and also we were both, like, we hadn't done anything. We were both just very innocent guys that were just like without any experience, and that was pretty damn clear. So yeah, he ended up just like coming and me and stuff, and it was very warm. Like the whole experience was so warm, and it felt so good. And then, you know, he was done, and I didn't finish, but I told him I didn't want to, because I thought it was like over, and I just wanted to get back to like kissing a bit and stuff. And I didn't want him to like finish me off with his hand or something. I just kind of left it at that, but that felt so good. Oh my god. And then I just was completely hooked on him, and yeah, we just cuddled and talked some more, and then we spooned. And then we didn't spoon. It wasn't romantic falling asleep, because it was way too warm to spoon. So we ended up sleeping away from each other, but not far, and still kind of holding each other's hands. So that was pretty romantic. And I just felt like so lucky that I just had that, and it came out of nowhere, and it was not at all how I envisioned my first time. I was always fantasizing about a cute girl from my class as well, and then I was so like confused afterwards, but it felt so good. And then like the morning came, and then we just had to explain to my cousin that we didn't want to disturb him, and you know, we just set a tent up to just sleep in that tent, and he bought it, I think. Well, I told him about it later, but at that morning he didn't really realize something had happened, probably. We were just acting super innocent, and you know. But yeah, and the morning came, and we just had some breakfast, and it was kind of weird hiding that from my cousin, because I just wanted to kiss him again and be close, but you know, at the same time my cousin was there, so we kind of kept it at that. And then we texted a lot the next few days and the next few weeks, and then we met up to go to the beach together, and then we had some dates, I would say, but it didn't really feel like dating, like getting to know each other. It felt more like we already really knew each other and we just wanted to spend time together. But unfortunately, we did grow apart at a certain point, and that was a bit sad for me. And at first, like, I felt like he had moved on and I should too, but it was more like we just didn't. It was more of like a summer romance thing, and also like, how would we have a relationship? As in, like, we were around 16-year-olds and no idea of like actually keeping a relationship while being in school, and I was still very much closeted, and but just, you know, it just didn't really, you know. But we met up afterwards for a few times where we also had some fun with each other and stuff, did some more exploring, but it kind of never really never anything like came from it. And then he got a boyfriend, and that other boyfriend, I met him once and he was really cool, so I found it really cute that he found a boyfriend. And unfortunately it was not me, but it wasn't really meant to be us. And then I found myself a boyfriend by myself, and then that boyfriend was my boyfriend, and so it happened. But yeah, that was my first time. And thinking back on it, I realized that I have been very lucky to have had that, also with like a boy that I really was into, and it was really sweet, and we both wanted it. It's not like, yeah, it was really sweet. And unfortunately there's not a lot of gay people or queer people, bisexual boys, that get to have like a romantic first time necessarily. It's more like hooking up with someone and then like, you know, pure for sex or something. But this was really intimate and it felt so right, and I'm just really happy I had that experience, and I wanted to share it with you guys. I've always kind of wanted to share my first time, but it's a big thing to share. And but yeah, I hope you kind of liked me talking about it, I guess. And Be sure to let me know if I should do another one, because I think I have two more major, really, really weird experiences that I kind of want to talk about. But yeah, this was one of the most wholesome, intimate moments of my life, and I feel happy that I can share it, and I'll always look back on it as a super good memory. So yeah, let me know if I should do another one. I have two more stories to tell, I think. And yeah, I hope you learned something. I don't know. I don't know how to close it off, but this was another NSFW story time. And I love you all. And remember that if you search for it, then you're gonna find similar experiences like this. You just have to trust in yourself, be confident, and meet the right person. I love you. Bye-bye. I love you all.